Tom, but welcome to the home of explanations. You have the epicenter of explanations. Okay, that's all I got. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, February the 18th. A spectacularly beautiful day out there this morning. Absolutely gorgeous. As I understand the report from Dean DeVore, it's going to be warm today. It was not warm this morning. I had it in my head because I've been hearing the reports, and of course I listen to Dean every day. Saturday and Sunday are going to be warm, warm, warm. So got my, talking about an early morning workout today. Got my workout, came up stairs and said, hey, I'll just check it out. Walked out on the back porch and went, ho, ho, ho. Hope that door didn't lock behind me because that's really cold. But it's so beautiful, so, so crisp and clear and beautiful. I hope you enjoy every single moment of today. I've already got a couple hours head start on enjoying the day for you up and early, up and out early. And absolutely happy to be with you. If you're a loyal listener, you know exactly how this works. I prattle on and on for a couple moments. And then finally, I give you the contact information so that you may join us. And there's lots of ways you can do that. If you're just joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. If you found us either by happenstance or by recommendation or somebody say, hey, you ought to check this guy out, we welcome you. For any part of the next couple of hours that you can share with us, we're deeply appreciative. We talk about you. I've thought about this a lot in the last couple of weeks because we always start the show. We talk about investments and income taxes, estate planning, and the business of your life. We talk about a retirement and buying your first home and funding college and all manner of things. But what we're really talking about is you. You are our number one priority. You are the thing in this entire conversation that's the most interesting for sure. Certainly not me. But most interesting for sure is you and your agendas and your goals and what you're trying to do. Because if it's about you, we're here to help. We're here to serve you in any way that we are able. Easily done for you. Lots of ways to join us. Traditional, of course, give us a call, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. That takes you directly to the More Than Money Studios, and you get to talk to the lovely and talented John, and John gets you all squared away, and then you get to talk to Gene. I should mention before I kind of zip past the you can call in, John may recall. John has a lot going on, so he may or may not recall. It was a week ago. It was last week. Okay. The last 40 minutes or so of the show was on fire. We had people calling with interesting questions and lots of things that needed to be paid attention to. And as John always does, he gets his good contact information. All those folks have either been in the office already or they're on their way. Yeah, we had one young lady in particular that has a tax issue. It's nasty. And was in like 20 seconds after we opened on Monday. And fortunately, by the end of the day, we had a track to follow. And we had some resolutions that will help. Will help. Did I mention that I'm not Houdini? There's no actual magic here. It's hard work. And let's be fair. I didn't do any of the hard work. Hard work. That's why I have the team. Connie does hard work. Diane does hard work. Mark and the boys, they do hard work. Joanne, they do hard work. Gosh, the list keeps growing. Sue and Janine and Bill and Daryl and we now have two Marks. I'm going to tell you about that here in a second. Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. But those folks, we had so many interesting phone calls and interesting things with a bit of a twist here and a twist there, and just exciting. So it's kind of traditional, but it's very, very useful. If you're talking to John, you get to talk to Gene. If you've got a question and you're not interested in sending me an email, I'll give you that momentarily. But if you're not interested in doing that, you can certainly talk to John. John will get your question kind of outlined as best he can. And if you don't want to talk on air, I'll answer it as best I can, and we'll give you as much as we possibly can. Or if you want to talk on air, I'm reserve your privacy. This is your chance. You get to pick your own name. Be whoever you wish to be on air. Somebody was telling me that during the Super Bowl, in excitement, a lady in Boston had a baby and named it Brady. Yeah. And then there was a lady in Atlanta. All right, never mind. Pick whatever name you want. You can be Tom Brady. You can be Tom Brady if you are so inclined. That's impressive stuff. That was impressive. You can be Donald if you wish. There's a lot of people right now that would love to be Donald Trump. The press conference he had this week, or the presser. Where did we get presser out of this? This is the media now. It's all about presser. Pretty interesting stuff. So if you would like to call us, 610-720-7900. If you would prefer to email, if that's better for you, or maybe you're at work. You know, lots of folks are at work on Saturdays. We had a gentleman in yesterday who he does a great job for us on the FedEx side of life. And we chatted for just a moment because FedEx guys are on the move. They are booking. And I just said, hey, enjoy, you know, mid-February. It's sunshine out there. It's gorgeous. He said, yeah, it's really, really great. It's supposed to be a great weekend, according to Bobby Gunther Walsh. And I kind of looked at him. He says, oh, yeah, I'm a WAEB guy. He said, and I listen to you on Saturdays. So that's nice. That's nice. So if you prefer, maybe you're at work or maybe you want to send me an email, that's easy, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E at A-S-K-M-T-M.com. And for anyone that doesn't pick up our signal through the airwaves, you can go online, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Online.com takes you to our website. You can hit the listen live button. If you want to join in, hit the Ask Gene button. You're in the deal from coast to coast, literally from the East Coast to California and from Minnesota to Florida and points in between. Yeah, I just made that up. So if you would like to join us, we would welcome that. Sending out a very special hello. Let's see. They'll be getting ready to open. My daughter and son-in-law have started a business in Los Angeles. They had their soft opening this week, and they're getting kind of the bugs out, and which is good. It's a food business. You want to get the bugs out. That's, you know, people have standards. Excuse me, my cheese Danish. Could you get the bugs out? So they may very well be joining me this morning. So God bless you, sweetheart. And son-in-law, he's his son-in-law. I'm the father outlaw. Let's kind of keep things as clear as we possibly can. Again, 610-720-7900. Couple things I will share with you. You know what? I have very little I have one. If you want to talk about the Trump presser... I holy cow. I mean, I'm not sure I have a lot more to say than holy cow. He just keeps taking these guys to the woodshed. Some of them are not that bright. What kind of requirements do you have to be to get through journalism school? I mean, I guess depending on where you go, not very much. 'Cause these guys, it's like, oh, my goodness. They walk into the buzzsaw. And it's like, you didn't see that coming? I mean, it's that painful to watch. And he just takes them to school and just whips them. Wow. And he does it. He's just as cool as a cucumber. You're an idiot. You're fake news. Okay, next. Okay. Oh, man. We're here to announce the... You know, we have a new appointee. 77 minutes later, something that, my goodness, previous presidents, you couldn't get them in front of a camera to actually talk to America. And now, whew, we've got a 41-second announcement, but I'll take a couple questions and an hour and a half later. I think we have a pretty clear understanding of what's going on. I have some comments there if you wish. Not necessary, but you may request if so. A couple things that you need to be aware of. Where is my form? Where is my paper? We received via, I believe, fax this week, a scam. Yeah, exactly. Talk about old school scamming. It's probably not a scam, though, because, you know, I have a lot of close personal friends at the South African Ministry of Minerals and Energy Resources. We're tight. So when Roland Mabunda, who has an email address at gmail.com, and apparently was born in 1965 because he includes that in his email address. So when Roland reaches out to me, we're tight. And I know we're tight because he's worried about me personally. Really? Yeah, because he says, dear friend. I mean, right there, see, that's personal. That's personal stuff.
Was he a college buddy?
He might have been a college buddy because he's an engineer. And I went to school at Lehigh. So, I mean, hey, could very well have been. Let me make a note there because that's something that we got to talk about as well. Okay, just real quickly. Here's my point. I'm going to go through this very, very quickly because I could get distracted. Duh. Hope all is well with your family. I'm Engineer Roland Mabunda, Projects Supervisor under the South African Ministry of Minerals and Energy Resources. I am making this contact with you based on the committee's need for an individual or company willing to assist us with a solution to an overdue contract claim. You smell that? That's cash. I can smell cash. And he goes on to propose a typical scam. What made this important and then later amusing? The important part is that we have had reports, and I mentioned this last week, a couple different folks falling prey to scams. In one case, thousands of dollars. More than $10,000. It's very, very painful. If you have any questions about an offer that you're receiving, please call me. Call us. Let us help. Or at the very least, let us kind of help you get out from under or out from being a target. The part that I found, I mean, if you read these things, because most of the time you don't. I mean, you see it's a scam, you throw it away. Roland, my friend, the engineer, I think from Lehigh, a lot of good people there. It says, it's understandable that you might be a bit apprehensive, but I got your contact information from a reputable professional directory, which gives me assurance of your legibility as a person. It's my legibility. I had to read that three times. Legibility. Roland, back at Lehigh, we would use the word credibility. But legibility means that you can read me, which, you know what? That seems a bit personal. Oh, my word. The world is crazy. Please be careful. South African mineral scam. Housekeeping. Next week on the show, very special guest. Indeed. Bill Wright of VinArt and Love Ran Red. Bill has started a nonprofit, and hopefully you've already begun to hear about Love Ran Red and what they're trying to do. And there's a lot of information. Gunther's been sharing lots of information on his show. First of all, VinArt, are you kidding me? One of the most successful employers in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah, I get that they're automobile dealerships, but in my world, when you're that successful, you're an employer. You are creating jobs. You are impacting people. In the interest of full disclosure, Gunther is a 2,800-time loyal customer of VinArt. Gene's a 3 or 4-time customer of VinArt. So it's not as if this gentleman and his company are strangers to us. But what makes his appearance on the show, I think, really, really important for everyone to hear is Love Ran Red. He saw a need to help support a particular segment of our our population with serious, significant challenges. And as most of us do, we go, wow, that is, somebody should do something. And except Bill said, somebody should be me. That's impressive. So I want to talk to Bill about Love Ran Red. I want to talk to Bill about kind of how he kind of came to this decision to do it, kind of the process of getting a nonprofit up and running, what kind of challenges he's currently facing, what kind of opportunities are out there. I know there's a golf tournament coming up that I think if I put on my best, you know, sad puppy eyes, maybe Bill will let me come and play in his golf tournament. I'm kind of thinking if my check clears, he'll let me come and play. I'm kind of thinking that's how that works. It's kind of how that works. Coming up in June, we'll get more details about that. But please circle next week's show on the calendar. He's going to be with us from 9 to 10. We're going to really dig deep and try to understand not just what we're trying to what he's trying to do, what his organization's trying to do, but kind of where we fit in. And also from the standpoint of other folks who are saying, wait a second, that's really admirable. That's really inspiring that he saw a need and went grabbed for it. We have several More Than Money family members who have started their own nonprofits. Several. You may be the next one. You may be looking at a situation right now where you're saying, you know what? I'm 60 years old. I'm 61, 2, 3, whatever. And I'm thinking about retiring, but I'm not thinking about retiring so I could go sit in the Barco Lounger. That's not my idea of retiring. I want to do something that really, you know, charges me up and gets me up out early and staying out late and really making a difference. And I have something that I've always been wanting to devote myself to. You're gonna want to be with us next week. I'm gonna walk you right through it, Bill Wright. Circle Way Out. 2 months on April the 25th. You might remember that a month and a half or so ago, we had Tiffany Shutta talking about reverse mortgages. Not a week goes by, we don't get people going. So I have another question about reverse mortgages. And clearly there is a need for information. So we've set up a workshop. And Tiffany's going to be our guest speaker. And on April the 25th, it's a Tuesday evening. I guarantee you we'll get that on the website. We'll get it in the newsletter. We'll get you informed. We'll get you invited. But I wanted you to circle that date as well. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Fantastic. Where did I go with that? It's back here. Okay. 610-720-7900. A gentleman writes, my wife and I have used our advisor's services for the past 5 or 6 years. He's very, very nice. He's lots of fun to meet with. And last year, we ended up losing money after he deducted his fee. How does that compare with what we should have expected? I don't know. Party favors? You say he's nice and he's fun to be with. Actually, we had quite a conversation, and the description of this gentleman being nice and fun to be with, yeah, they said, you know, if it were party time, this is the guy. This is the guy. Apparently always doing fun stuff. Well, when your investments go down after when your net result after your advisor has deducted his or her fee is a negative return, one of three things should be your conclusion. A, the entire market went down. That could have happened. 2008, dreadful. Other years, markets go down. So is it possible that you've paid your financial advisor and gotten a negative return? Sure. Now, hopefully, let's use 2008 as an example. If the stock market in general, if the markets in general went down 34% in that calendar year, and your advisor charged you a fee, and you went down 17%. Wait a second. Sounds to me like you got some real value there. You went down half as much as the stock market. So some folks say, would you still pay? And some folks, like some of the silly fixed indexed annuity salesmen that have radio shows. Oh, they still want to be paid. Advisors want to be paid even when the market goes down. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Since we talked about the Super Bowl, does the coach get paid only for scoring touchdowns? No. They get paid for preventing the other team from scoring touchdowns. They get paid for defense as well as offense? Yeah, I would think so. As a matter of fact, some of the highest paid coaches in the NFL, defensive coaches, because strong defenses win Super Bowls. That and Tom Brady, let's be clear. Defense is every bit as important as offense. As a matter of fact, for the vast majority of our clients, vast majority of More Than Money clients, vast majority of More Than Money family members, audience members, etc., defense is more important than offense. Are you more interested in how much you're going to make or avoiding losses? And in most cases, it's can we minimize or avoid losses? Sure. So if the market goes down a boatload, you go down half a boatload, not bad. In another case, it may be that the market broke even. And you're slightly below because your advisor kind of met the market, but after his or her fee, you're within a percentage point or two. I'm not really I have no real anxiety about that. In this particular case, however, there's two things that we must note. How does losing money last year compare to what they should have expected? How the heck would I know? I have no idea how this gentleman invested your money. Actually, after I got the email, I got to see how he invested their money. He doesn't know what he's doing. So that's pretty simple. But just with this email, you would go, I don't know. If you got really, really aggressive, is it possible you lost money? Sure. If you got too terribly conservative, or is there some bond funds that lost money last year? Sure. However, folks in the circumstances similar to what these folks are, last year should have expected a net after their investment advisor's fees have been deducted, return of somewhere between 5 and 8%. And they got negative numbers. So now, easy question. You want to hang? Because he's a fun guy. That makes him a mushroom. Sorry, really old joke. Yeah. Gunther told me that on the way in. Gunther's the king of old jokes. Very nice guy. He's fun to be with. He just is a laugh riot, and he lost you money. That generally is kind of where I draw the line on how much fun I'm having. It was a lot of fun right up to the point where you lost me money. And again, are there circumstances where losing money happens? Sure. Are there circumstances where well-meaning, professional, highly talented financial advisors have accounts that will end up below water? Sure, absolutely, that happens. Not to Bernie Madoff, I get that. He always made money. That should be your first signal. By the way, if your account has gone up every single year for the last 10 years, yeah, go to the FBI. Check with somebody in regulatory, because that's got some real concerns to it. Speaking of real concerns, John, I'll put you on the spot. You know that most of our clients are either retired or soon to retire. What do you think is one of the top two or three questions that basically every single one of those clients, there's a topic they really are confused by and concerned about, and they need to make a decision about, and yet they don't feel that they have enough information? Top one or two.
Am I gonna run out of money?
Well, that's absolutely number one. That's absolutely number one. In the top two or three would be social.
Social security.
Social security. John knows a lot of this stuff. After the break, which is 90 seconds away.
Correct.
We're going to talk specifically about two issues around Social Security that I think I want to share with you. And then I have an announcement that's big.
Does Roland know?
This particular announcement has nothing to do with South Africa. It has to do with the More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth, and what's coming to the More Than Money World Headquarters. Very exciting. Please stick with us. That's, in radio, we call that a tease, but this ain't a tease. This is the real deal. So please stick with us. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com and morethanmoneyonline.com. Those are all ways you reach us. And we're going to take your calls, questions, concerns after this on More Than Money.
Keep on giving.
Welcome back to the epicenter of explanations. I don't know. That's a little over the top. I'm not even sure I'm liking that. I like it. You've got the home of explanations. You can have basically anything explained here. If it's in the financial arena, it is a really high probability I'll be giving you the correct explanation. But I can explain other stuff too, as long as you're fairly gullible. So that's kind of how that works. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Let's do those one more time. If you wish to call, 610-720-7900. You always do us the great favor. If you're the first caller, it tends to open the floodgates, and folks seem to go, hey, wait a minute, we can call. That'd be kind of fun. And that kind of sets us apart. Not kind of, sets us apart dramatically from the other folks in the radio world, who tend to put their shows in a can and send them off and sit back and hopefully make the phones ring and have folks come through their door. It would be interesting to see some of these folks do live shows and field some of the calls that we get. That'd be fantastic. At the very least, it'd be amusing. So, for me, so... And let's be honest, it's all about me. So as long as I'm having fun, kind of like that last guy, he's a fun guy. Come on, he's so much fun. He loses his money. Okay, I need your feedback. Give me just a little sense of, I can either make the announcement right away, or I can share some information about a topic that will set the stage for the announcement.
Ooh. A tease for the...
A tease that's already... we've teased the announcement, right. And this could be the preamble tease to the actual announcement. Or it's the announcement, and then I give information afterwards, and it might be a little anticlimactic.
Build up to it.
Build up to it. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. And then maybe, as you're listening to what I'm building up to, you might be able to guess.
Can I guess now?
Sure.
You're having a... South African mineral store. shed between your and the fire and the ambulance building.
We don't call it a shed; we call it an outlet.
Okay.
If you need some minerals from South Africa, Roland Matombo or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Not a problem. One of our clients makes the observation that. The government is not being as transparent as they claim to be. Folks, when they start talking about cutting the budget, because we have deficit. President Trump has stated that he wants to cut that deficit dramatically, wants to cut waste. He's negotiating payments. And the issue becomes one of entitlements. You know, there's lots of folks who are receiving payments from the government that they are, quote unquote, entitled to.
Hmm.
All right. We can argue that. That's debatable. We could debate that. That would take hours and hours and hours. So we're not going to. And somebody said, well, they can never cut Social Security benefits. That's the death knell. No politician will. Well, you know what? That's not exactly true. Because there's several ways you can cut benefits. One is to say you used to get $1,000 a month and now you get $900. That's a cut. That's clear as a bell. There's another way. And this is a question that we've been wrestling with because one of our More Than Money listeners has started collecting Social Security almost 2 years ago. And the whole taxation thing is driving him nuts. And his first observation is, why the hell are they taxing my Social Security? I guess that's not as much an observation as it's just, come on. It started back in 1984, 16 plus 33 years ago. And the idea was back then, if you were receiving Social Security benefits at kind of the highest level, Uncle Sam said, you know what, come on, you ought to give some of that back. So back then, less than 10% of the taxpayers actually paid any tax at all, Social Security. As of 2015, that's the last year they have numbers, more than half of the people receiving Social Security are paying tax. And you say, well, tax, how bad can it be? Well, if you're a single taxpayer, individual, widow, widower, and your income, now hang on to the idea of income for a second because you're going to get a headache. It's really bad. If your income is between $25,000 and $34,000, you're going to pay tax on as much as half of your Social Security. Those numbers, by the way, for if you're married filing jointly, is between $32,000 and $44,000. If your income is over $34,000 or over $44,000, you pay tax on 85% of your Social Security. And this guy, forgive me, was pissed because he's thinking Social Security is tax-free. So his first year, he wasn't even aware that you could have income taxes withheld from Social Security. So he got to April of last year, and his professional tax preparer said, you owe X, and he went, what? And almost lost his mind. And now has become quite a student, as you might expect. And here's where being a student is really important, because you say your income and you go, it's no big deal for me. My income was $42,900. I'm good. I'm married. I'm good. Well, for Social Security purposes, your taxable income is not the number. Your adjusted gross income is not the number. What they refer to as your combined income is your adjusted gross income plus any tax-free interest that you got. So a lot of folks out there have tax-free bonds. So let's say they have $100,000 in tax-free bonds and it pays 3%. They get $3,000. They don't pay income tax on that, but it gets added back in for this calculation. And half of their Social Security. Yeah, your head hurts. Your head absolutely hurts. So couple ways that you can cut benefits. One, hey, you used to get $1,000 a month and now you get $900. Well, that's a little in your face. That's a little confrontational. That's just a little too easy for the average American to see right up front and personal. Second way we can do it is make a tax code so complicated that even after I've explained it to you, you go, what? And you just shake your head and go, I don't even know where to start to get, I'm pissed. I don't even know where to start with explaining how I would be angry to fight back against it. So that's just one scenario. I got another one for you, though. You ready? Are you ready? Yeah, I know. Get your, jeez. That's why John wears those headbands, keep his head from exploding. John and I follow the same guidelines. We wear the over-the-head headsets so that they're nice and tight on our ears, so we have excellent audio, and it keeps our brains from trying to It just escape. See your brain trying to crawl out your ear. We had a gentleman who understands that he could take Social Security at 66. He is, his full retirement age Social Security is 66. It isn't for everybody. Ooh, now there's a little wrinkle. It's just starting for some folks who were born after, I think, 1964, I think. Not really sure. I'll double check. It's now 66 in 2 months. And over the next few years, it will get to be, for many people, 67, normal retirement age. So again, your head hurts. So the question is it true that after age 66, the benefits increase by 8% a year? And the answer is yes, at least. Ooh, what does that mean? Well, if your benefits were X and you wait a year, they're going to go up 8%, but they could also go up more if there's been a cost of living adjustment. So that's kind of a cool thing. Well, and then there's another opportunity, potentially. If the person is waiting a year because they're still working, and if their income in that next year is higher, hang on, than the lowest of their highest 35 years. Oh, it's crazy. It's so much fun. You got to know the politicians that write this crap are on crack. You got to, or LSD or something. They're just like, you know what else, man? All right, we're having a committee meeting. Everybody take your LSD tab. Let's get to it. We should make it the year after the year they turn like 70 and a half. Okay. Well, your Social Security benefits are based on your highest 35 years of income with some limitations. So if one of your years within your highest 35, many, many years ago, you made $31,211, and this particular year you made $81,000, your 81 replaces your 31, and your benefits will rise a little bit based on your income. So that's kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. Is it dramatic? No. Is it a few dollars? A few. Because if you're replacing, you might be replacing a zero. Because for folks who have worked less than 35 years, there might be a whole bunch of zeros. So maybe you're taking a zero out and you're putting 81,000 in, and so that'll help. Is it going to help dramatically? No. Should people, you know, put off working for 10 years because it's going to affect it dramatically? No. But the point is that you can, if you delay, you can put it up, increase the maximum Social Security payment you're going to get rather dramatically. Now, I think both of those explanations were as clear as a bell. Actually, they're basically as clear as Gene knows how to explain them. And because Social Security is such an important component of our work with our clients, we have over the years often turned to a gentleman here in the Lehigh Valley. Formerly headed up the office in Bethlehem and then moved to Allentown a couple of years ago. A gentleman, Mark Basak. He's been on air many years ago. He's been on air with us. He's done workshops. Job assignment changed significantly was not available to us. Well, Mark retired after 39 plus years of figuring out all this Social Security stuff for real human beings like you and me. Well, like you. I said real humans. So, and I cannot be happier than to tell you that Mark Basak is now of counsel to More Than Money. If you are listening going, the Social Security thing, you're absolutely right, makes my head hurt. I'm just not clear that I'm picking the right time or strategy, or, you know, should my wife take spousal or should I wait, or do I file, do I wait? These are challenging questions. And the answers need to be absolutely personal. They need to be absolutely specific to you. That was always Mark's 100% strength, his ability to understand first what the taxpayer was faced with and then start to design what would best serve them, as opposed to, well, there's a couple good examples of, here's some ideas that may or may not apply, may or may not be useful. How about for me? Well, we met with Mark, and again, I'm just as pleased as I can be. We are able to provide our More Than Money family, our clients, our audiences, our listeners, our friends, with direct access to the Social Security expert, period, the end, in the Lehigh Valley. And Mark's going to join us on air on regular basis, so that's going to be fun. We're going to have regular workshops, so folks can come as a group and hear some Social Security ideas and get some questions answered. And also, we're going to do something just wonderfully cool. We're going to offer free Social Security consultations. So similar to what we have been doing now for quite some time, many, many years, we offer free estate planning reviews. We have our estate planning attorney partner who comes right to the More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. And at no charge, we'll review your wills, your trusts. If you don't have a will or a trust, then the review part's pretty easy. and discusses with you the specifics of what you should be doing. We have, for many years, offered through our insurance partner, Ash Brokerage, and our good friend Mike Pompey, a similar evaluation, life insurance evaluation, long-term care evaluation. So if you have life insurance contracts, you're not quite sure that you understand, or if you have long-term care, or you don't have either and you think you should be exploring them, we offer free one-on-one personal consultations. And now, Mark Basak in the More Than Money World headquarters, one-on-one consultations on Social Security. So if you're considering retiring, if you have started looking at your Social Security options and you want to understand, not in general terms, you don't want to hear a discussion about how nasty it is to even to understand, what you want to know is what's best for you. Bottom line, we are thrilled. I cannot tell you how pleased and how excited we are to bring this level of information on a challenging topic, the Social Security system, to our More Than Money family. So I know that Joanne and the team are setting up schedules of time for Mark to be in the office and spend a day with us, and we're also going to set up a schedule for his first appearance back on the radio show and a workshop. We're going to get all that available. If you are interested in a personal Social Security evaluation consultation, all you have to do is ask. It's absolutely free. Send me an email. That's the easiest way. Gene@askmtm.com. G-E-N-E @askmtm.com. And we'll be thrilled to put you in front of not just a gentleman who really, really knows this stuff, but I used the right word, a gentleman. Gentlemen, I enjoy not just for his knowledge, but for his ability to communicate and care about people and want to serve just as we do, want to serve your best interest. That's about as good as it gets. If you get the impression I'm really, really happy, it's because I'm really, really happy. It's one piece of the puzzle that so very challenging, and now we have fortunately, I think, helped solve that problem. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Gentleman writes, I understand some people pay no tax at all on investment profits. How do I get in on that action? Actually, his email goes on and on and on. But that's the bottom line. How does he get in on the action? It's actually not difficult. And all you have to do is be in the 10 or 15% tax bracket. And that's not difficult either. If you are married, you are in those brackets. If your taxable income, your adjusted gross income, no, taxable income, is under $75,000. If you're single and your taxable income is under $38,000, you're in the 10 or 15% bracket, and you can sell an investment and pay no tax. Now, absolutely check with your tax professional. That's critically important. If you don't, by the way, have a tax professional, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, because we can get you squared away there too as well. We have a large, growing, and active and exciting tax preparation and planning division. I must say that, because if I don't, my wife, who's in charge of that, kicks me. So it's really, really good. Make sure that you're checking so that you cross the T's and dot the I's. But we have lots of folks who come in and go, hey, I've got this investment. I've made a lot of money. I'd like to sell it. But, man, I'm going to get killed on taxes. And then they find out zero. Zero is a pretty good tax rate. As a matter of fact, some of you are in the 0% tax bracket. And until this morning, you didn't realize it. And now that you know it, from a capital gain standpoint, you might very well want to look at selling some of the either stocks or mutual funds or other assets, real estate perhaps, or land, etc., that you've been hanging on to because you didn't want to pay tax. You were hopeful that at some point maybe someone else, you could gift it to somebody else and maybe they would pay the tax. But the reality is you may have a planning opportunity where you can absolutely put yourself in the position of selling an asset and paying no capital gains tax at all. Lots of folks don't know that. 610-720-7900. How much time there, sir? Just a couple minutes left in the top of the hour. I have just an adorable letter from a young lady who's 84 years old. Absolutely adorable. That's where we're going to lead off next in our next half hour segment. In addition, there are folks who are naive enough to believe that as long as an investment is legal and public and available and it's not a ripoff, that they could probably make some pretty good money picking almost any investment. And a recent article coming out of Morningstar tells us a slightly different story about folks who have invested in perfectly acceptable, perfectly professional, perfectly legal mutual fund and exchange-traded fund investments and found that might not be the guarantee that they were hoping for. So if you can stick with us in the next half hour after Fox Network News and all the information you need for a great weekend, we'll start with talking about a lovely email from an 84-year-old member of the More Than Money family, and then maybe how you can avoid stepping in it. Watch. Look out. Don't step in. Ooh, ick. 610-720-7900. gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. After this on More Than Money. I don't know how you keep on giving.